Oh, he's on this one too, isn't he? Or is
this
19, Grady?
Madam Clerk.
Item number 18.
18, I'm sorry.
From Corporation Counsel, submitting an informational report on the pension and benefit ramifications of the proposed changes to correction officer lieutenant positions. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit. And at our January meeting cycle, both committees requested supporting information for the sheriff's positions that is to follow in item 19. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Attorney Gray.
I gave you a fairly complicated memo, but as I did yesterday in finance, I can summarize it, I think, into three pieces of change. What I analyzed was the possible movement of a correction officer to a correction officer lieutenant position as a promotion, so moving from AFSCME into a non-rep position. This is all before the budget repair bill, I might add. And the possible movement of a deputy sheriff into a correction officer lieutenant position. It seems unlikely, but it's theoretically possible. With respect to, really are three possible implications. Most scenarios, nothing changes, but there are three possible changes that would happen. One is with respect to the backdrop. It's at the bottom of page 2 of my memo. Mm-hmm. An AFSCME member who was hired after March 15, 2002 and prior to February 1, 2007 will no longer be eligible for a backdrop if they take a correction officer lieutenant position. Now, I don't know how many people fit that category, but there is a theoretical possibility someone is in that spot. On page 3, under the rule of 75, an AFSCME employee who was hired after January 1, 2004 and before January 1, 2006 currently is not eligible for the rule of 75. But because non-reps did not lose the rule 75 until after January 1, 2006, if they became a correction officer lieutenant, they would gain the rule 75. So someone in that 12-year window who took this promotion would gain the rule 75. And then last on page 4 at the bottom, a AFSCME employee hired between September 1, 1985 and October 30th, 1987, and who took the promotion would lose the inclusion of overtime in their final average salary calculation. So that would be a potential decrease in their pension benefit. I believe yesterday finance asked that this matter be laid over and that I, with others, draft a ordinance amendment to deal with the Rule 75 question, and I will have that prepared for the next cycle.
Supervisor Bruce?
Thank you. So in two of the cases, they actually could potentially lose a benefit, and in one, they could actually add a benefit. I appreciate the thoroughness of this report. I guess kind of to make it more simplistic terms, the way I read it, of all the staff that you've looked at from the different bargaining units, from what I could tell, there wouldn't be any situation where an employee who is currently not eligible for some of the pension scandal benefits, the 25% bonus, the backdrop, et cetera, none of those folks who are currently not eligible by becoming a correctional officer lieutenant, that they would not somehow become eligible. Is that correct?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, that is correct.
Okay, and I think that was at least one of my key questions, and I just wanted to get that verified. And I know obviously there's a piece that deals with the rule of 75, but the bottom line is in two out of the three actual changes, an employee could lose benefits, and none of them gain the pension scandal benefits. So I appreciate that clarification.
Madam Chair, if I could just a crystal ball future comment, not to get too far off the agenda, but on the Rule of 75, that issue for the people in AFSCME hired in that 12-year window is an issue that I'm expecting the county board is going to want to address in the near future.
Thank you. So are you asking that, Madam Chair, that we lay this over? I'll make a motion to concur with fine. Oh, okay. Sorry.
For 19.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
For 19.
Madam Clerk, call.